So we became legal in October, but did you know you can use it in the bedroom?
Dr. Carlin Costa is a Quick and Dirty podcast favorite. We've had a lot of sexy conversations with her, and today we're going to have another one, except this time we're going to talk about cannabis and sex.
There are all sorts of products that have been designed to bring weed into the bedroom. We're going to tackle those, and we're going to find out Sandra's naughty little secret hiding in her bedside table.
The naughtiest secret.
The Quick and the Dirty Podcast with Hillary Welch and Sandra Blagakis.
Hillary, what is the worst thing that you can say to a woman?
You look fat.
Yeah, that's very close to what happened to me
no.
the other day at an event. No, you know what? I would rather have someone said to me, have you gained a few pounds? I almost would have rather, because the worst thing anyone could say to a woman was said to me at an event recently when I was asked about my pregnancy.
What?
It happened.
No.
Hillary, it happened to me.
No.
It happened to me. And there was a part of me that wished that the earth had opened up and then I could have just jumped in and it swallowed me whole for a minute, because this is every woman's nightmare, is that somebody thinks she's pregnant and she's not.
Well, especially if you're going through a tough time trying to conceive, or maybe you can't, like, that would be awful. But
oh,
I mean,
well,
you have
that,
babies.
Of course. I have babies. I'm of a certain age where I'm probably like, I'm of, let's just say Halle Berry was lucky enough to get pregnant at her age, but I probably wouldn't be.
Like, you're perimenopausal, like, right?
I'm perimenopausal. Maybe I can get pregnant. I don't really know. My ovaries are currently turning to dust as we speak, so it's doubtful. But I was at an event and a woman came up to me and she said, I just heard that you're pregnant. Congratulations. And I said, no, I'm going to have to stop you right there. I said, where did you hear this? Because I thought maybe it was a rumor on the radio show. Well, I thought it was a rumor that she had heard it, and I thought, this is totally forgivable. Maybe she heard me say something. She goes, oh no, my friend just saw you walk in and told me how cute you look pregnant.
I think, I'm going to make you feel better right now.
Okay, tell me.
Because Alex from your sister station is pregnant, and everybody's talking about it, and they probably got him messed up.
Oh my God. No, that's not it. That's what I thought too.
I think it might be. Like, somebody might have said, oh yeah. Like, the word may have been out. And then they assumed that it was you.
Yeah, there is somebody in morning radio in my building who is newly pregnant, and it's become like a huge theme on her show. So, you know, I'd like to believe that. But the way she told the story was that this other person who was at the same event that I was at got a visual on me. And came and said. So then I said to her, I said, no. First of all, thank you for thinking I'm young enough to get pregnant. Because she seemed to think that I was younger than I was.
And so there's a win.
So, well, that's what I'm really going
to. I take young and chubby over old and barren.
Can I take neither, please? The worst part wasn't even what she said to me, because I can take that. Please. I've been in this body forever. There isn't anything you can tell me that's going to hurt me now. It didn't faze me. What bothered me was trying to protect her, because once she realized that she had made the ultimate rookie move, it was just about saving her from herself,
right?
You know?
So you're trying to convince her it's no big deal, but deep in your soul, you're like, it's totally a big deal. You just wronged me.
I'm going to hunt you down and kill you.
So how did she try to recover? Because we've all been in that situation where you say something completely inappropriate and then you're backpedaling for about 45 minutes. And you know she went home and thought about it for another 48 hours.
Well, that's what bothers me, is that I know that she probably beat herself up about it, and she probably gave it way more time than I did. I spent a lot of time trying to joke it off with her and make it seem like it was okay. And every time I saw her throughout the evening, I was like pointing to my stomach going, twins, because I didn't know what else to do.
Was she trying not to make eye contact? That's what I do when I say something stupid. I'll like do everything I can to be on the other side of the room and not make eye contact. Because the worst thing that can happen is having to do like another round of conversation.
This is exactly right. She just laughed awkwardly because she realized if she kept talking, she would just destroy herself. So she just, and she let me do all the joking and kidding around, twins, and got the hell out of there as quickly as possible, and learned a very valuable lesson. Shut the F up. Don't ask a woman if she's pregnant unless you're 100% sure that she's pregnant. And what kills me is that she's a listener of my radio show. She knew better.
Well, the thing is, like, just don't ask. Even if you think you know, wait till they volunteer it. Because you never know, like, there could be changes. There could be problems.
That's very true, you know? And I just, I still want to treat it as a win, though. For every woman who's perimenopausal, every woman who's in her late 40s, like I'm in my late 40s, anybody thinking that for a minute that you might not be your age and you might be pregnant, just take it as a win. Although I will say this, I'm never going to wear an empire-waisted dress again.
No.
Yes. I thought they were flattering, obviously.
Well,
not.
They are.
Well, like, on other people.
I think maybe just because you're so tall, it leaves a lot to the imagination.
Well, and I have a gunt, so there's
you
that.
You do not. You're
I do
so
have a gunt.
Crap.
I do. You can play with it next time we see each other.
I'd rather play with your boobs.
Okay. That sounds okay. So if we taught anybody a lesson today, it's what?
Never assume anyone is pregnant. You just can't. I have a friend with like a volleyball sized cyst in her tummy and she looks pregnant, but you just never say anything.
Oh my God. I wonder, she must be, I wonder how many people have ever said something to her before.
Like,
she must
I
be
can't
mortified.
Even count it. She calls me and she's upset. Like, it's awful.
That is, you know, I actually do feel for her. For me, I'm somewhat dead inside, so I didn't lose any sleep over this.
Yes, you should have said that. I'm actually dead inside, so there's no way I could support life.
And I never get laid. That's the other thing.
The you fact blame that it on you your think... husband. I'd have to get laid for that to be even conceivable.
That's I told my husband when I kind of like someone thought I was pregnant, he goes, that's what he said, too. It's like, I'd have to fuck you.
Oh,
that's
no.
Where we are in the marriage, guys. Moving on.
All right. Well, that's lovely.
On this episode of the Quick and the Dirty podcast, we are very excited to introduce this guest because she has now been on this podcast 3 times. And I don't think we'd like anybody enough to invite 3 times. Do you, Hills?
Hey, anyone that can come 3 times, I'm totally okay with them being here.
Agreed. She is a sexologist. She is a psychotherapist. She is the everyday goddess. And she is a cannabis educator. Please welcome to the Quick and the Dirty podcast, Dr. Carlin Costa.
Yes!
We love you so much.
I love you guys so much.
I love you so much.
So much fun.
I love you every time you come with a U.
So we're so excited to do a little bit of learning today because not only are you great at sex.
Hey. That's what she said, maybe? I don't know. We'll see. Ask them.
But now you're involved in the cannabis industry as well.
Yes, I am. Yes, it's so much fun. Like, it's really great, actually. Someone was like, you talk about sex and cannabis for a living? I was like, yeah, I do. It's a good life. Like, and it's fun because it's interesting because I talk about two of the most, like, stigmatized topics. And I love talking about it so much, all of it. And it's great because since legalization in Canada, like 10/17, right, October 17th was a huge day for Canadians, right? Canadians. And it's going to be huge. And it was huge for the world as well, I think, to get such big support from an entire country in terms of legalizing a plant that exists in the world, right? So when you think about it that way, it's really interesting. But the cross section between using cannabis and to enhance our intimacy, to enhance our sexual lifestyles, like, this isn't new, right? Like, but now that it's legalized, people are feeling more normal to talk about it.
Yeah, I feel like it's escalated. I mean, like you say, 10/17, the bud was legal, but then now, you know, just a few months later, people got the lube, and it's all about the accoutrement. You know, back in the day, you just smoked the stuff. And now you're rubbing it all over your girl bits.
Well, I think also back in the day, we didn't know a lot about it because it was so stigmatized. So the only weed I ever had access to was like the stuff that was made to get you super high and you couldn't function.
Yeah, the sketchy guy in the Honda that like right? pulls up down the street from your house, yeah. right?
And it's like, usually like from a boyfriend who's like only goal is to get super fucked up, yeah. right? And that's not what we're looking at when we're bringing into the bedroom necessarily. You're looking at all of the other things that cannabis can bring to the bedroom.
Totally, totally. And I just got off of a tour with Vanderpop, which is a sister brand of Canopy Growth, which is like the largest cannabis company in the country.
Wow.
And it was pretty cool. So we traveled across Canada. We did this Women in Weed tour, and we talked to women about different ways that they incorporate cannabis into their lifestyles, right? And the way in which women use cannabis is so much different than the way in which men use cannabis. And that was one of the things that kind of came out of this tour as well. And what we're seeing, because the largest largest consumer base that is growing for cannabis consumption is women. And it's incredibly diverse. And I think it's surprising some people, right? Because the industry has been dominated by men by so long. But now women are coming in and being like, hold on a second, right? We have a voice. We have a way that we want this to be delivered. And you're seeing that now with recreational cannabis being accessible across the country.
It's not just about when you say that, you know, women and weed, and you went on this Women and Weed tour. How did we make it about sex so quickly?
Yeah, well, so I talked about the intersection of sex and cannabis, right? So how we can use cannabis to enhance our intimate lifestyles, how we can negotiate cannabis use with our partners, right? How cannabis actually influences women's health and men's health in different ways, because it actually is very different, which is really cool. And that's kind of how they brought me on, because I have that knowledge base and now I'm also a cannabis educator, so kind of meshing the two worlds of mine together, which is nice.
When you say you're a cannabis educator, just to be clear, are we talking mm-hmm. about smoking weed, ingesting weed, or are we talking about cannabis as a accoutrement in the bedroom? Or all of it?
All the weeds. All of it. All of it. I know the science down to like how the stems and the leaves and the root system works to, you know, how to grow it. And then with the physiological and psychological aspects.
Okay, so let's break down the weed thing, because some people listening to the podcast today may not know anything about weed.
Right.
So when there's weed, there's kind of like two strains.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Can you explain those and like what they kind of do?
Super duper. Okay. Yeah. So here's the thing. There's two types of plants. Essential. There's really three, but the most that we talk about are the two, the sativa plants and the indica plants, right? So the thing, though, is that when we start there as kind of the basis of categorization for cannabis, a lot of the plants have become hybridized anyway,
right.
A lot of crossbreeding. So more often than not, when they say you're getting a sativa and indica, you are. But more often than not, you're going to start seeing hybrids, and a lot of hybrids and a lot of access to hybrids are huge.
Okay, so what is the sort of different things, and what are the things in weed that cause you to feel a certain way? Like the THC versus...
The CBD.
Yeah.
Yeah, so once you have the sativa and indica plants, right, then it breaks down into the cannabinoids. So cannabis actually has hundreds of cannabinoids in the plant, but the two most that we talk about are THC and CBD. So THC is mostly for, gives you that high feeling, right? That like euphoria, that like, ooh, cannabis, like here we go, sensation.
I'm intoxicated.
Yeah. Like I'm having a good time riding that magic carpet, right? And CBD actually has
psychotropic?
Yes, thank you. Psychotropic effects. Thank you so much. Psychotropic effects, right? So when you ingest CBD, whether you're taking it as an oil or a capsule or, you know, applying it, all it does is that it's more of a receptor blocker versus the lock and key that like THC does. So when you take THC, it binds to your receptors, your endocannabinoid system, which is the largest system of receptors in your body. So THC binds to your endocannabinoid system like a lock and key, and that's what gives you that high feeling, right? It feeds your endocannabinoid system positively in that way. Whereas CBD acts more as like a blocker. So people take CBD more for like pain relief, for calmness in their body, that type of thing.
Relaxation.
Relaxation, presence.
Anxiety?
Some people take it for anxiety. So it's funny because people ask me, they're like, what kind of weed, cannabis, do I consume for my anxiety? And I said, well, what kind of anxiety do you have?
Right.
Right? So because some people, especially if they have like anxiety, anxious, depressive symptoms, right? THC actually does better because it elevates them and makes them more euphoric, right? So it makes them happier. But CBD also works for other people. CBD takes the pain away. THC makes it all feel better.
Oh, you're getting a little bit everything.
Makes you not care so much about the pain.
So in relation then to cannabis and sex, well, I think the question should be, what is the relation between cannabis and sex? How do you use cannabis to enhance what's going on in the bedroom?
So, you know, so the influence of cannabis consumption on sexual behaviors and arousability are consumption and dose dependent, right? So the relationship is that when you consume cannabis in a variety, and we can talk about the different ways that we can consume it, but when you consume it, depending on how you take it and how much you take is how you're going to discover how it's going to enhance your sex life or how your intimate lifestyle, right? So I like to talk about it as when people consume cannabis, it provides them relaxation and pain relief, connection and presence, and the increase of some sensation and acceptance of sensuality.
Right, because if you're more relaxed, you're more able to let the sensuality overtake you.
Absolutely, right? So women, for example, will take it for a variety of, like they'll take it for endometriosis, PCOS symptoms, menopause, perimenopausal symptoms, just to get back present in their body because they've never had an orgasm before or have stopped being able to have
or
orgasms.
Or they want to feel something again.
Or they want to feel
not
something
that you're
again.
Speaking from a personal
Listen,
experience.
Have we discussed, I mean, I think I've been, I don't know if I've actually been very open about the fact that I am perimenopausal. So if you want to talk about being dead from the waist down, that would be me. So I can speak to that. I can see how cannabis or anything for that matter would be welcome in the bedroom because, you know, your body sometimes is the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
your body and your brain, because so much is hormonal, and I think it's more than just the physical. It
Super
gets
duper.
Up to the mental as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And when like your hormones are doing all kinds of different things because of menopause, because of postnatal, because of your menstrual cycle, right? It's doing all kinds of things, and the endocannabinoid system, like I said, the largest system of receptors in our bodies, like wasn't really discovered or talked about till like the 90s, right? Legalization is happening now. This system in our bodies, right, produces its own receptors and neurotransmitters, and that are actually mimetic. Like, so we already have stuff in our bodies that mimics the effects of THC and CBD, and that's why cannabis is so good for some people, because when they ingest it, they're feeding that system and bringing those kind of deprived receptors up again. So that's why it's actually really good. That's why it is a plant medicine. And I like to talk about it as like a feminist sacred plant medicine that is really unique and special with women, right? And that's because cannabis, the flower that we think about, right? There's two different types of plants. There's the female cannabis flower, mm-hmm. right? Which we consume, which we know about when you think of weed, right? And then there's the male hemp plant, which is how we make textiles and paper and all of that good stuff and rope. And when a woman ingests a female plant, because they're gendered, that's hilarious, right? Of course, right? When a female ingests a female plant, it does something really freaking cool to our bodies.
So with going back to the strains,
yeah.
When you're looking at these hybrids, is it all about knowing like sort of what percentages, like you have a little, this one has more CBD and less THC and like how high do I want to feel versus feeling relaxed and pain free?
Super duper. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it's about looking at what your symptoms are and then kind of building your home cannabis kit. And there's certain things that everyone I think should have in like their home cannabis kit. And then using it based on what it is that your intent, whatever your intention is, right? Whatever it is that you're trying to essentially treat or, yeah. So hybrid, but a lot of people love hybrids. So you're looking at a THC content and you're looking at a CBD content. But everyone should always have a jar of CBD oil at home, because what happens is that if you consume too much THC, right? And say,
and you're feeling too high.
And you're feeling
like,
too,
yeah.
Yeah,
you're down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah, right? We've all been there. Some of us have all been there a few times in university, right? And I wish I had known this at the time, because if you're feeling that too high feeling, all you have to do is just take some CBD and it will actually counteract the effects.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Sandra's
yeah.
like, yes,
yeah.
Queen. That information would have served me well yeah. in my 20s. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? Also, smelling peppercorns and citrus help as well. Black peppercorns.
Well, because I think that's what a lot of people are terrified of. Like, what if I get into that rabbit hole? Like, I haven't done this forever since I was a teenager. What if I, and I don't like the feeling, or I get more anxious?
Yeah.
How do you calm that? That's amazing.
Well, and weed is different now, right? It's like prior to legalization, when like legal medicalized cannabis happened, right? The composition of weed changed, right? So weed is like really good now, right?
Because it has to be, yeah.
Yeah, so if you haven't like consumed in a long time, don't go for the 23% THC, right? Like that's going to knock you out.
So what's like a starter weed? What are you like, you haven't done it in a while. Yeah. We're talking bedroom.
Yeah.
So like, I want to be able to function and not starfish more than I normally do.
Don't forget about that. You want to stay awake.
Yeah, I want to stay awake and be able to consent.
Yes.
I want to have a good time.
Yes.
But I want to be relaxed and be able to take it all in. What's kind of like a starter vibe?
Okay, so you want to stay awake, you want to have a good vibe, you want to just relax a little bit. So I would go for a hybrid strain with a low, so 10% total THC CBD in and around there. And I mean, people say, actually this weekend I was just speaking at the O Cannabis conference, and women were saying that Girl Scout cookies, for example, was amazing. And I was like, great, I haven't tested it. Technically, you're not allowed to say that. but they were reporting, like women were saying, this strain,
right,
it seems to be the what's turning me on the most, right? But I would always go start low and go slow, especially if you haven't consumed ever or are just starting to again. You can always consume more.
Right.
You can't consume less.
Right. And don't be like, a lot of people get sort of turned off if they have a bad experience or it wasn't as extreme as they had expected. Like, oh, it doesn't even do anything to me. Right.
Yeah.
Like, we've all heard that. So test it out.
Totally. And for some people, yeah, it doesn't do it. You know, you're like, oh, I haven't taken enough. Right. It's fine. But some people actually can't get high, which is also really interesting. That's a whole other probably show.
Well, they should harder.
But it's, yeah.
Seriously, what do you mean you can't get high?
Yeah, their body just doesn't.
Wow.
Like, it's actually a real phenomenon.
They're
that
like
some people,
so locked.
Yeah, yeah. It's a serious phenomenon. Some people just really, really can't, right?
Well, I would imagine it's all like a system. So
totally.
If your system isn't working or doesn't accept synthesized stuff, that makes sense.
Yeah, 111%.
Right, that's
right?
Tragic in many, many ways.
Oh, so tragic,
Can
Sandra.
I just go back to that you said 111%? Because Carlin is so extra, 110
no,
won't
gotta
do.
It's got to be 111.
Snaps for that. I'm snapping for that.
Carlin, can I ask you the question that I've been waiting to ask for about 12 minutes? How do you get your vajayjay high?
I love
how
it.
Do you
how
get
do you
it
get
high?
Your vajayjay
like,
high? Well, don't put a joint in it.
Right. And for those who don't know, why would you want to?
Oh, why would you? Because, oh my goodness. why would
because
you?
Because I
want
have,
to
I,
just try
I can
it?
Speak to this, but I want you to go first, Carlin.
Yeah. No,
oh,
okay.
Sandra. No, naughty girl.
Sandra, I can't wait to hear about your experience.
Oh,
this
I'll tell you everything.
Yeah. So women, so you want to like get your vagina high essentially because A, it helps bring the blood flow, increase the blood flow to your bits, which is really great. So what happens is actually that endocannabinoid system that I was talking about has two types of, well, many types of receptors, but the two main types that we talk about are the CB1 and CB2 receptors. The largest places where they are most clustered in our bodies is in the upper quadrant, so like in our head area, so head, shoulders, that kind of area. And then the second part place where it has the most number of receptors is actually in our pelvic areas, and more for women than for men.
Of course,
right? Like cannabis was made for sex.
So instead of... Well, like, of course you can smoke, and
and
you can, if you don't like smoking, you can take tinctures and oils and whatever, right?
Totally. But for
are
sex.
Are there other options for sex? Like, yes. Are we talking topical here?
Yeah, I'm talking topical.
Weed lube,
we're
baby.
Definitely talking topical weed lube. And you can make it at home. You can buy it online, the OCS, Ontario Cannabis Store.
Really?
If you have,
I didn't think it was there yet.
Oh, it was there like since the day OCS launched. I looked and it was like, it's like fleur de something,
yes.
Like flower of something.
Yes.
And it's like
it,
not
it sold
sexy
out
bottle,
since
but.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes, it was there and everybody was talking about it at the first little while. Mm-hmm. And then I think it sold out. I don't know if it's restocked yet, but maybe if you have one of those brick and mortar stores, you might find them in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely. You'll be able to find them in some brick and mortar stores. Or if you have a cannabis card, like a medical cannabis card, you can definitely order. I know Tweed carries for
it. I have arthritis, and now yeah. I'm like, I guess it's time to get my card.
Yeah.
I'm just,
it's time, girl.
I'm in my
it's
40s
time.
And desperate. Can I get a cannabis card?
Yeah. When are they going to start prescribing it for menopause?
Some doctors do. I would say, like, you just have to talk to your doctor about it, right?
Right.
And talk to what your physician is comfortable with doing. Pre-legalization, it was a little bit funny. Like, some physicians were a little less informed.
They didn't want to be associated with it, just in case.
And you never know. Yeah, you never know. Right now, legalization, boom. Like, it should be a lot easier.
Okay, so what is in the weed lube? Sandra, first of all,
yeah.
Should we go into what it is or your experience first? Because I'm so curious.
I got, speaking of rabbit holes that you mentioned earlier, I got in a rabbit hole the other day.
Please don't call your rabbit hole a rabbit hole.
Sometimes nobody comes out. You go in, but you don't come out. All right. I was on the internet, okay? And that's where this started.
That's the rabbit hole.
I found some weed lube and the reviews were so good on it. Next thing you know, I'm drinking a Merlot and I'm like, this is the best idea I've ever had. And I ordered it. And it.
Yes. What kind did you order?
I don't
order?
Know. Weed lube. I had no was idea.
It, what's the brand? You sent
yeah,
me a
what's
picture
the brand?
Of it.
Oh, God. Now what, you're putting what, me on the spot. I did send you a picture.
Sorry.
And I don't.
Okay, I'm working on it.
Well, Foria has been the most popular of the brands just because it launched in California when California legalized cannabis a while ago.
Miss Envy?
Oh, Miss Envy. Yeah, that's a really great product
is
as well.
Is it? Because I mean yes
yeah.
It is. So it did come in last week. I've had it for about a week now, and I will say this, I've been a one woman party ever since.
She hasn't been to work
been
in a
to,
week.
My husband doesn't even know I have it. I figured, well, why? I don't want him to ruin this. So I thought it would be more noticeable. I thought it would be like tingly and on all of those things. And it's really not. I can just sense very mildly that it just warms me up. And that's all I'm really getting out of it. But that's all you really need.
I love that.
So it's just kind of like you may or may not be feeling sexual. And if you gravitate toward it, it gets to that point where you're like, yeah, I want to do this. Because I know when you're at that stage of your life where you're perimenopausal or if you're going through something, a lot of it is getting over the mind block of wanting to be sexual, right?
Totally, totally. A lot of it is getting, it's getting over the mind block and then getting through understanding how your body is changing, right? And making peace with that and knowing about that, right? It's funny because guys have the little blue pill, right? We've been talking about this little blue pill for a while. And then a few years ago, they released this little pink pill for women. Total bomb. It was a disaster. All of us in the industry were this is a nightmare. This is actually a nightmare. Why are you doing this? Because women's sexuality is way different. We're not just trying to get an erection. There are so many more elements and components to a woman's sexuality.
For sure.
That is expanded, right? So you can't just give us a pill and we're good to go. But cannabis is the sex drug for women. 111% it is. It is changing.
There she goes again.
Oh, but it is changing how so many women are relating to themselves, to
right.
their bodies, to their partners again. They're feeling loose. They're feeling good again. They're feeling able to express themselves again.
Now, does it help that you actually have to place it on the area and the idea of applying it is even sexy?
Yeah. When was the last time you looked at your vagina, right? What, really, when was the last time you self-pleasured? When on purpose, right? When was the last? Right? There's stories behind that. When was the last time that you saw? You self-pleasured on purpose. When was the last time that you even touched your vagina and not in like a, I have my period or I'm trying to shave it or, you know what I mean? In like a...
Like taking time for yourself. And
yes.
I think that's a big thing for women mm-hmm. once you get into sort of like the depths of adulthood.
Totally.
Like who has time for this crap anymore?
Totally. And cannabis brings ritual back into women's
lives. Oh, that's
lives.
A great way of putting it, actually. And how many pumps of that stuff would you suggest?
Like, Sandra wants to know if I'm overdoing it. Or...
I want to know if my vajayjay can OD.
No, you just might be feeling pretty good for a little while down there. And it also depends on what kind. So I'm curious to know, you got that Miss Envy stuff. Was it a CBD-based lube or was it a THC-based lube? I feel like one of us needs to check.
I'm on my work internet. Let me look it up.
Yeah. You look it up. And let me ask you something else, because I get that the ritual is great. And if you have your partner, it's pretty sexy that you can apply lube and all of that stuff. But I do have a very specific question. Let's say you put on this weed lube.
Yeah.
What happens if your partner then does oral on you? Is his tongue going to get high? Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, it is.
Talk to me, woman.
Yes, it is.
So do you have to get extra consent for that? Like,
yes.
You have to let them know you have it there?
Absolutely. Consent.
Sorry,
right?
Sandra, you can't keep this dirty secret from your husband forever.
No, we can't. We can't because, like, he's going to, like, numb his mouth out. All of a sudden, he's going to have the munchies, and you're going to be wondering why.
But then munch what away.
And then
munch
if-
away.
That just happened. But then what about his penis?
Yeah,
like, is that going to get all high too?
And just what does it do to the penis? Because like it might do different things,
right?
Yeah, no, it would. I mean, so with guys, it really just depends, right? So guys, depending on if they're current users or not current users, depending on where they are physiologically speaking. So some men find that it's really beneficial and it works really, really well. But some men, they can't. They really can't for a variety of different reasons. It's just like when some guys drink alcohol, they're like hard for the whole night. And then they do, and some of them do. And it's like, you know.
Piece of rope. So
yeah.
What do you do if like it's what you need to get going, but it's like a no-go for your partner?
So what I would suggest is applying in advance, right? So applying for yourself in advance, getting yourself probably a little bit warmed up. And then if your partner really doesn't want contact, then you're going to have to use a barrier method, like condoms, for example.
Right.
Or you can always kind of do a wipe and then apply a non-cannabis lube after.
Externally only.
Mm-hmm.
And then like maybe before your date.
Yeah.
Go out for dinner,
yeah.
Be all randy and
yeah.
Be like, I'm just going to wash this up a little bit and freshen up for you.
Yeah, and then just wipe it off and then use a non-cannabis lube.
So then you can keep your dirty secret.
I love that. And what about ingesting it in meaning? So I get that it's a lube, but at any time, if I want to say, one for my vagina, one for my mouth.
Yes. Yes.
Can I like, you know, best of both worlds right there?
For the record, it was THC based.
Oh, great. That's why she feels amazing.
420 milligrams.
Oh, girl. That's why you feel amazing.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. Last night I applied it and I thought, you know, it was a Sunday night and I thought, I need to get to bed early and see if I can work myself into
nature sleep aid.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
And I didn't even need to do anything. About 20 minutes after applying, I was doing other things.
Yeah.
I just naturally I conked out on my own, and I thought, I wonder if the THC just put me to sleep naturally. Is that possible?
Yeah, actually, science is actually saying so. It's interesting because when medical cannabis started being legalized, doctors were like, oh, if you can't sleep, if you have insomnia, we'll just give you CBD. We'll give you CBD, CBD, CBD. And then people were like, no, this isn't right. And then science actually kind of started to catch up. And science actually has shown that THC is actually better for allowing you to maintain a deeper state of REM sleep than CBD. CBD is for relaxation and pain relief, right? So it's for topical use. If you can smoke it, you can. That's mostly what it's for. So if you have pain while you're sleeping,
mm-hmm.
right? Great. But if you're just trying to stay asleep or fall asleep, THC is actually better for you.
I slept like a baby last night.
Yeah, you did.
I really did.
Yeah, you were all chilled out. Everything just relaxed, unwinded, right?
Yeah, that's a rarity. And I woke up this morning wondering if I was just exhausted or my weed lube was my little assistant last night.
Both. 100%. It was both.
Okay, that's really cool. Mm-hmm.
So what sorts of products are coming? We've got Weed Lube. We've got oils, tinctures, we've got smoking. What's on the way?
Super. So essentially what we like to call it is second wave legalization is on its way before the next federal election. The government has pledged that they're going to finish the second wave of legalization before the next election so that it doesn't become a topic, right? It's like, we're legal here, deal with it, let's talk about other things the country wants to do.
So that's like edibles.
Yeah.
So and then what else is included?
So that's what's going to happen. You're going to see edibles are going to start to come out. You're going to see things like patches, for example. Patches are already starting to come out, or dissolve, or things that dissolve like under your tongue. Sprays are starting to come out. You're going to start to, pretty much edibles though are what's going to change everything. So you're going to start to see like cannabis oils like you can cook with, cannabis oils that you can ingest. Well, you can already ingest the cannabis oils, but you're going to start to see cookies and brownies and chocolates, and all of that stuff is going to really start to come out and be accessible.
But there are complications with that, right? Because they are worried about things that would appeal to children.
Yes, that's what they're saying, right? So if you see a chocolate bar, a kid eats a chocolate bar, it has a bunch of cannabis in it, right? The good thing is no one's ever died from cannabis, right? Like, you're just going to get really stoned for a little while, take some CBD, and you'll be okay, essentially.
Right. And so, like, maybe that's also a big thing, like, knowing how to combat it if somebody in your house does get a hold of something that they shouldn't.
Exactly, right? Everybody should have a safe drug conversation in their home with their partners, with their kids, always. I did this tour with this really great woman. Her name is Ashley Brown. And she runs She Can, and it's all about medical cannabis users, especially women. And in her house, because she takes it for her her seizures, and so she's always been a medical cannabis user, and it's completely changed her life. So she communicates to her children about what this is. So when her kids, her kids have actually said, they're like, we're not even interested. You've taken all the fun out of it, Mom, right?
Right. Because it's like when your parents introduce you to drinking. If my parents, before we were ever allowed to drink out of the house, made sure we tried it at home, and like we hated it, and we both were like, meh.
Yeah, right? Like because you're actually informed and you know what the purpose of it is, right? They look at it as a medicine, right? And they'll call like mommy's medicine like cannabis, and then they
So right? You can have that conversation with your son, Sandra, when they find your lube. This is mommy's medicine.
This is mommy's medicine.
Mommy juice, please.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, what?
It's so good, though. But you're going to see, like, second wave is going to change everything. And the thing with cannabis, and one of the reasons why they've had such a hard time is because of the kid stuff, and because it's been really hard to kind of regulate and measure how much cannabis can go, like, goes in an edible, right?
Right.
And what you're also going to see, and this is like a kind of a word to the warning, is know what kind of CBD or what kind of cannabis you are buying, because there's some really crap processed cannabis already hitting the markets.
In the legal stores?
In the legal stores.
Okay, so how do you know if you've got good or bad?
So what you want to do is you want to look for like pure CBD, not like CBD like isolates or anything, because what they do is that means that they extract it, they process it, and then they turn it into, it almost looks like a crystal, like a sugar crystal. And then they add that to your products. And I'm like, I don't need all those steps, right? I don't need you to process the plant. I just need you to extract from the plant and put it in my stuff.
Right. I don't want like crazy.
Mm-mm, more chemicals.
Right.
And it's like watered down. And who wants that?
Or it's concentrated to a level you don't need.
Right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. But I'm really excited for that stuff, because you're going to see the market's just, it's going to explode. So you're going to see it explode in terms of food and edibles. You're also going to see it explode in terms of healthcare and beauty. Cannabis and beauty, the cannabis and beauty line, like if you're looking to invest in something, get in it now. Because cannabis in healthcare and beauty, like beauty lines, is going to be huge.
So what does it do for beauty?
Huge. Oh my God. I love putting cannabis oils on my skin. Like, I absolutely love it. CBD, like I find that CBD really softens my skin really well. THC brings blood to it really well.
So like a conditioner?
Yeah.
What about, will it relax my forehead line? Like Botox, but without Botox, because I just heard something crazy about Botox this week that it affects your hand receptors and I'm not into it anymore.
Yeah, it can do a lot of weird things.
But like Will it relax that?
Yeah. Well, I think it'll, like, there's still, like, it's still coming out. So it's still really fresh. So I can't make any claims about it. But just in my own personal use, like when I make my own stuff, or if I just get an oil and put it on my own skin, I just find that my skin just feels so much smoother. I feel more radiant, more, and it just, like, it sloughs off the dead skin a lot better.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I really enjoy using it in healthcare. And you're seeing a lot of hemp oil out, right? So also be aware of that, right? Some companies will say, oh, this is hemp oil, and you think, and it'll say cannabis sativa on it because that's what the plant is called, right? That's
right, like but it doesn't have, you are looking for those ingredients.
Yeah, it doesn't have the THC or the CBD in it. Although hemp oil is really great for your skin. I've been using oils on my skin for years. So hemp oil is really beneficial, and you're already seeing that because it's legal already. Mm-hmm. And it also does feed your endocannabinoid system, but slightly different. Then
it's the boy stuff, like you said earlier.
It is.
We the magic happens that stuff. When you bring in the girlies.
Yes.
Can I get back to using the cannabis oil in the beauty industry? Like, is there a scenario in which they would put together like a weed lipstick so that you have cannabis-based lipstick, and then every once in a while you could just lick your lips and get high? Just keep getting high all day long, because to me that's a great idea.
100%. Well, I think you're already seeing chapsticks, right, that help like bring blood to your lips, so it kind of helps like lightly plump your lips up a little bit,
which is or darken them like they're red.
That's like brilliant. And what about the relationship now? See, and now that I'm like thinking about it, when you talk about the edibles in relation to sex, you could in theory sort of tailor make the kind of product that you use before sex, and just I'm just going to pop a little sex pill and off we go.
Well, 100%. You do.
But like tailoring it and really fundamentally, like you say, understanding what dose you need. And man, this is a game changer.
Yeah. So I actually was, I have this appliance that was given to me by.
Oh, I bet you do.
Lovely. Yeah. It's pretty great.
From what I know about you, you have more than a few appliances, Carlin.
You know, I'm a master of my own kitchen. there's this really great appliance. It's called Levo, L-E-V-O. And they're a woman-based company developed out of New York. And it is the sexiest cannabis appliance I've ever seen. Like, it is beautiful. And you make your own oils. That's the whole point of it. It's an infuser. So when you can take kind of the power back into your own house, and like you said, make with the strains that you want to make, with the content that you want to make, right? Depending
on you nail down percentages, or like how does it work?
So how it works is you take your herbs. So whether it's cannabis or whether it's like cannabis and basil or cannabis and dried lemon, and you pour in your oil. So whether that's a butter or an olive oil or a coconut oil,
like
even
shea or coconut or whatever,
anything. So you can and then it'll infuse it. So it takes about 3 hours, depending. You don't need a lot of bud. If you're a vapor, so if you're a person who uses a vape, you can actually keep the excess cannabis from your vape, like the smoked up strain, you can keep that, and then you can actually take more out of it, extract more out of it, and then use it in this appliance and infuse your oil. So then you can cook with it, you can put it on your skin, you can have sex with it, you can eat it, you can like put it
in
your hair.
That's insane. How do you know how much you're getting, or is it kind of like a try it out and see, start slow and add more?
Exactly. It's kind of one of those things. What they do is that they help you infuse, but in terms of like the potency and stuff, that's where you have to take kind of your own steps to understanding what you're actually making.
So this
here
is like cannabis expert level.
Or just
like
make your
when
own.
You're comfy.
Yeah, when you're comfortable. Yeah, absolutely. But it's great. Being able to like make your own products at home is fantastic.
Potheads. I'll use that term loosely. They've had, I don't know if it's a good rap or a bad rap or a fair rap is maybe where I should be going with this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it feels like with the advent of all these new accoutrements, aren't we just going to be high all day long and we're going to stop being productive? Because I see that's the way my life is going to end up going.
Yeah,
well, you know what I mean? Especially in retirement. I mean, what else am I going to do but be high all day?
I mean, hey, why not? First of all, live your best life. And secondly, cannabis actually, as opposed to like be making people useless is actually making people more effective and able to be in their lives again and able to move around and not and have not have pain and connect and be present and become more creative and be more loving and giving. It's really fantastic.
Because you get to choose how useless you want to be.
Yes.
Right?
And what
because
kind.
If you understand mm-hmm. what you're doing, mm-hmm. I think that that's the game changer, because before it was like, well, I have this weed and we'll see what happens and what kind of person
right.
I am. And that's not the case anymore. You can get the benefits without all of that drawback if you don't want it.
Exactly. Right. Like, especially around my period, for example, or even when I'm ovulating, because sometimes I ovulate painfully, I like to take a
Same.
Microdose, yeah. right? Like a 2.5 milligram capsule that I order from my medical dispensary.
Right.
And I take a little capsule, and then now I can function in my day, right? Or women who have extreme symptoms of PMS, right? Like, I have a day every month. I literally text everybody I know. I put my phone on silent, and I say, you are not allowed to call me today. Like I will.
And as the most social person I've ever met in my life,
yeah.
I find that hard to believe, but okay.
Yeah, no, I do. I have a day and I'm like, the whole world needs to shut down. I just need to be in my space. And then I consume cannabis so that I can function again, because my
right.
mood, my everything is so off because of hormones, like my body's natural stuff.
What about your mood? Like, because you want to talk about the physical effects of
yeah.
PMSing, perimenopause, menopause.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pain and discomfort associated with it. But what about those days where you're a hot bitch?
Yeah.
How can it help you?
That's the day I'm talking about, my hot bitch day. That
Got
is
it.
The day. And I'll just take a microdose, right? A 2.5,
yeah.
like that
okay.
barely does, like it doesn't.
To put it into perspective, 2.5 milligrams, your lube is 450 milligrams.
That's right. I'm gonna need more.
A dose.
I need more for my hot bitch days.
I have questions about feminine hygiene products and
yeah.
cannabis, because I do know that they're available on the market. I don't know if they're legal in Canada yet, but they're available mm-hmm. around the world.
Yep.
What's the deal with that?
So a lot of women are using, like, are you talking about like dipped?
Dip tampons and
yeah.
whatnot.
Yeah. So that's especially for women who are experiencing like painful ovulation or painful periods, right? PCOS, endometriosis, even vaginismus, for example.
Yeah. And like suppositories too.
Suppositories are huge. They're huge, huge, huge for men and women. But especially women are taking these suppositories, whether they're making them themselves or buying them and then putting them up their vagina, right? And it's just helping women feel better. Alleviate some pain, increase their blood flow, right? If you're into butt sex, you know, we love talking about butt stuff here, right? You can put one in your bum. Actually, one of the fastest ways.
Hey, Carlin, you're talking to a Greek woman. It's a sensitive topic.
Sarah, well, I'm telling you here, I know that you're using it topically for your lady bits, but I mean, just if you were to just try to put a little bit in your bum, it will actually reach your bloodstream faster because it's a thinner layer of epithelial
right.
cells.
But that doesn't mean that you have to get it on in your bum. You can just send
no.
it there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll talk about anything, but I won't. I don't really want to talk about my anus today.
No, it's okay.
Not today, Carlin.
Maybe you could just give the bottle to your husband and be like, Tim, I don't want to know when it's happening, but just like slip a finger in at some point. Maybe I won't notice.
Can we just agree that when it comes to butt stuff, shouldn't you ask permission? That's one area that I don't
right.
like a surprise in.
No, you but like if you're nervous about it, just tell him to like catch me by surprise
yeah.
when I'm very relaxed.
Boy, I feel like he's gonna ruin all the fun. He doesn't even, like, I'm not even kidding. He has no idea that I have this, like, weed oil.
Oh, my goodness.
I was going to, like, you know, try it out, master it.
Yeah.
And
master
then,
it. Really?
Hey.
Really?
Right. And then I was going to sort of introduce it in the bedroom. But now I'm realizing I have to get consent because I wasn't going to get consent.
Yes, you need to get consent.
It didn't dawn on me. So I'm glad we talked about that. I never, you know, do you consent to having weed lube on your parts. You'll have to do that. Okay.
Yeah, because it might be really great for him. You never know, right? It actually might allow him to maintain his erection longer or stronger because
or
it also
relax if he's uptight. Like a lot of guys
he
get
should
uptight.
Know. I guess I'd like to know if somebody has cannabis on their bits, right? So it makes sense, of course.
Totally, totally. But when
maybe Tim will hold your lube hostage. And then, like, it's like, well, you know where it is, and you have to enjoy it to get it.
I wouldn't mind that so much. I love it. It's like, and it's like my bedside table hasn't had anything exciting in it for so long. It's like my dirty little secret. I'm like, hee hee, I know what's in there.
Oh, I love it so much.
Oh, this has been so fun. Is there anything else that you want to cover, Carly?
No, I think this has been great. This has been so fun. I think we covered all the time. We covered a lot of
topics. We went down that rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole. I was worried that we wouldn't have enough stuff to talk about for 45 minutes, but then I forgot we're talking to Carlin. Of course we do. There's always something, isn't there?
Always.
You really are our favorite guest on the Quick and the Dirty podcast. Come back anytime.
Thank you, ladies.
Now, Carlin, if people want to get a hold of you, or they have questions, or they want to learn about the products that you're working with right now, where can they find you?
You can find me on my website, www.carlincosta.com, or the everydaygoddessbrand.com.ca as well, at carlin.costa on Instagram.
Yeah, she's got a great Instagram. We've been stalking her hardcore, right, Sandra?
I want to hump your Instagram page. I think I told you that. It's so sexy. And every time I see you, I'm like, girl, it's a great Instagram page. But you're a great girl.
Thank you. It's all that weed.
Sandra, remind me not to touch your phone the next time I see you if you've been humping her Instagram.
It's going to be a dry hump, okay? Settle down.
Vibrate
mode. Settle down.
Yeah.
Love you, girls.
Bye, Sandra. Bye. Thank you so much, Carlin. It's been just so fun.
Thank you.
If you love this podcast and you're interested in how weed became legal in Canada, you want more details and what that means for our population, check out the Legal Podcast on Frequency. It's got all the details there.
This episode is over, but the conversation doesn't have to be. Follow Hillary and Sandra on social. Instagram at Hillary on Air, at SandraKiss1053. Twitter at Hillary Welch, at SandraKiss1053. And on Facebook at Quick and Dirty Podcast. Got a question? Email Hillary and Sandra, thequickandthedirty@gmail.com. Don't forget, you can download the podcast each week to your mobile device to listen offline. Find The Quick and the Dirty on FrequencyPodcastNetwork.com, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts.